In general, actually, we can look at a couple scenarios, but in a younger patient, we're going to go through this older patient in a second. At this point, this patient had symptoms asking for a response. But in general, Ghassan, what are you using first line? Are you using lenvatinib or
I would say that I'm seeing myself like veering more toward the lenvatinib for appropriate reasons, among which the response rate, which is really quite impressive. And number two is the almost tripling of the PFS compared to the sorafenib.
So Tim, here's an 80-year-old scenario. Patient's got a PS of one. The audience is saying sorafenib. Do you agree?
I think this is certainly, a good option for this case.
And how about the situation, Ghassan, of the patient who has more liver disease? So we said Child-Pugh B7, but still a PS of zero. The audience is saying sorafenib, but a significant number saying lenvatinib. How do you think that went through?
So the advantage here for sorafenib, and probably will agree with that, is because there is data in regard to the management of sorafenib in patients with Child-Pugh B, which we don't have yet a full understanding in regard to the lenvatinib. So I would say it's appropriate based on the data that we have to use sorafenib.